An obscure legal case in the former Soviet Republic of Azerbaijan is leaping into the headlines, and it's mainly because Amal Clooney, the wife of actor George Clooney, has gotten involved. In fact, she's become the target of attacks by Azerbaijan's government-controlled media. Amal Clooney is a very successful British attorney, as you may know, known for taking on difficult human rights cases. Reporter Natalia Antalava is just back from Azerbaijan. So, first of all, who is in jail, and what are the charges against them?
The person who is in jail, whom Mrs. Clooney is defending, is an investigative journalist and an extraordinary person, actually, whom I know personally, Khadija Ismailova. She's 39 years old. She is an incredibly courageous woman who has for years been digging up dirt on the Azeri government and exposing them, and has infuriated the government of Azerbaijan.
Does Khadija Ismailova seem to have solid evidence in her charges against the leaders of Azerbaijan?
Her evidence is extremely solid. She won numerous awards for the journalism that she has done, and she's probably, I would say, she's definitely the only true investigative journalism in the Caucasus, in this region. And yeah, she has done some very, very impressive reporting. On the other hand, the evidence against her in court so far has been very flaky, because the initial charge against her was that she was charged with, and this is quite bizarre, inciting suicide in one of her colleagues. And even though the colleague came to court and said, no, she had nothing to do with my attempted suicide, it was all about my ex-girlfriend, the judge refused to stop calling him the victim. She was then held in pretrial detention for several months, and subsequently she was charged with economic crimes. So this is the case that Amal Clooney is taking on and taking to the European Court of Human Rights.
So what about this other case related to a sex tape for blackmail against Khadija Ismailova? What's that about?
This is really how Khadija's troubles started back in 2014, at the time when Azerbaijan was preparing to host the Eurovision Song Contest. She was investigating the involvement of officials in some of the construction and the money laundering that was going on around some of the construction sites that were going up for the Eurovision Song Contest. She was warned to stop, and she didn't. And the next thing that happened is that media released, there was a public release of very intimate tapes of Khadija with a male. And it turned out that a camera had been installed in her bedroom. The government promised that they would investigate who released those tapes, but the investigation never actually happened. And it was soon after that she was imprisoned.
So Ismailova's defense team seems to think the charges against her are politically motivated. How did Amal Clooney get involved, and what is she trying to do?
Well, the announcement of the that she's taking on the case came on NBC's Meet the Press a few days ago, and it caused an absolute outrage in Azerbaijan. Azerbaijan's state-controlled media, there's no other media inside Azerbaijan, went on a full-blown attack against Clooney, saying that, among other things, that she's Armenian, and that explains why she would take on the case of Khadija Ismailova. And of course, Azerbaijan is at war with Armenia, at loggerheads with Armenia over the province of Nagorno-Karabakh. So that's it's very common to say that anyone who is the enemy of Azerbaijan is an Armenian.
Right. So it's almost like a negative thing.
That's right.
Amal Clooney, though, is not Armenian. Her parents are from Lebanon's Druze and Sunni Muslim community. How does Azerbaijan think they can get away with just a blatant lie?
Well, considering the stuff that they have been getting away with, it's not that surprising. And I think for the domestic consumption, that sort of thing works. You know, here is some Armenian, some famous Armenian that you vaguely heard about. And the reason she's doing that is not because she is a lawyer trying to help someone who is in need of her help, but because she's Armenian. And I'm sure for the people who are watching nothing but the Azeri media, that will actually work.
Journalist Natalia Antalava speaking with me from Tbilisi in Georgia, just back from Azerbaijan. Thank you very much, Natalia.
Thank you.